Shog turned just in time. He dodged the weapon and swung out mightily with the big ship's oar. Once, twice, he cracked it down on the rat as hard as he could. Then, seizing the line, he shinned up aboard the vessel, helped by Triss from above. Hope and Sea lay deep and blue in front of them, with a good wind scudding the ship out onto the main. Welfo staggered out on deck, holding a damp rag to the side of her throbbing head. She managed a weak smile.
We made it.
Shog glanced back over the stern, where he saw Flit's limp form sink beneath the waves as it was pulled out in their wake.
Aye, we made it, friends. We're safe. Sit a while and rest now.
Welfo went back down below as Shog took the tiller. He watched sadly as Triss sat on the deck and wept bitter tears for old Rufo, the last remaining link with their family. Prince Blad was secretly glad that he did not have to go sailing on a long voyage after all. He shrugged happily.
Well, that's that. Ain't got no ship now, yeah?
There had been no vessels moored in the fjord since Agnew's ill-fated trip with his father. The stolen vessel had been specially built for Cerdan and Blad. Now Cerda eyed her father contemptuously.
Yar, only that fool who rules a kingdom by the sea would have no ships.
Agnew knew she was right. He flinched at the scorn in Cerda's voice. Wheeling about on his fishbone leg, he stumped back to the stronghold, blustering.
Cha! No need for the ships. Why us need ships? Got everything else? Kingdom? Stronghold? Yeah! Light their beacon. Freebooters see it. They got ships. Let them do the job for us. Yeah!
Cerda gripped her sabre tighter. This was the best idea her father had ever come up with. She grinned wickedly at Riften.
Yar, freebooters! Get those rat guards to fix up the beacon now!
Eventide shades slid from crimson to slaty purple over the sea. On the high rocky point at the estuary, a massive pile of pine logs, branches, foliage and dead moss had been erected by the weary rat guards. Barrels of fish and vegetable oil stood close by. Cerda watched Captain Riften set light to the beacon fire. It would burn red and gold by night, and the oil would make it send up a column of dark smoke by day. Freebooters, vermin pirates and corsairs, sailing anywhere in the region, would see the signal and come to investigate. Cerda pointed her sabre blade directly at Riften.
Keep this burning night and day, and you stay here. Let me know when the freebooters be sighted, yar?
Firelight reflected off the captain's spear blade as he saluted.
Yar, princess, 'twill be as ye command.
Cerda stared out over the restless deeps of waves and water. She spoke her thoughts aloud.
No slave escapes Riftguard. I'll find them. When I do, they be sorry they were ever born. This I vow.